Judith, hello.
Hello, how are you, Ray?
Well, thank you, Judith.
Yes, I'm a bit nervous.
That's okay, darling. What's wrong?
I've been down to Murrimbula to visit my son, who's dying with cancer.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
We've been told that he won't last till Christmas.
Oh, dear.
But because he's so independent and wants to help you instead of help Mum helping him...
Yeah.
We were looking for a motel, and my daughter-in-law went into one motel, and he said, "Mum, I want to go and do this for you." On his walking stick, he weighs 50 kilos, he's 6 foot tall, hobbled into this motel and asked for a room and how much they would cost.
Right.
He was told, "We don't have any rooms." He said, "No vacancy sign out the front." So that's why I came.
How long did he want to stay at the motel, darling?
One night, just one night. We were inquiring about the cost and what they had.
Right, sure.
And the fella said to him, "We've got no vacancies." He said, "Your sign out the front says you do."
Yes.
And he said, "Oh, I'm expecting a busload." In the meantime, my daughter-in-law had finished at the motel next door, and she came across to where he was, and she was standing behind him.
Yeah.
And the man said to her, "And how can I help you?" And she said, "Well, I was wanting to know, have you got any rooms? What room? How many rooms do you want?" "Got plenty of rooms."
Okay. Well, just stay there, Judith. It's a fairly distressing situation. We'll deal with it off air. Obviously, they were of the opinion that, not knowing your son's circumstances, that he wasn't the type of person they wanted to stay at the motel, they need to be spoken to about that. So if you stay there, we'll talk to them, and we'll talk to them off air and explain the circumstances. At the very least, he's had an apology by the proprietor just because he's suffering a illness which will take his life, according to his mum, before Christmas. He shouldn't be treated in that way by proprietors of motels. So you calm yourself down, and we'll have a talk to the motel on your behalf and explain to them that they behaved abhorrently in treating a cancer patient in the fashion in which they did. I took that call from Judith earlier, who told me about her son trying to get a room at a motel on the south coast of New South Wales. Her son has terminal cancer. He was told no vacancy at the motel, despite the motel sign saying there was a vacancy. Her son, very thin because of the cancer treatment, looks very sick and wears lots of layers of clothing to keep him warm. Shortly afterwards, Judith's son overheard another woman being offered a room at the hotel. The woman, in fact, was his sister-in-law. The family decided not to stay at the motel. We called the motel's manager. We asked them what happened. He said the no in the no vacancy sign is blown. He's waiting to get it fixed. He claims he had a coach coming in, which is why he couldn't accommodate Judith's son. But he said he did have a room on hold for someone, and by the time the woman asked for a room, he decided to release the room on hold and offer it to her. He says he didn't think to approach you, the son, again and offer him the room, although he was close by. In fact, he was standing right there, you lying bastard. I mean, fair dinkum. He said he could have handled the situation much better and didn't turn the man down based on his physical appearance. Well, you're a liar. He wanted to make clear he's not discriminating against the man based on how he looked. He didn't offer an apology, but said he'd be willing to apologise if asked for an apology. You see, it's one thing to make an error in judgment. It's another thing to lie, as you've done to my staff. Keep going with the lies, and I'll name the motel.